From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brand, boys and girls. Your sideways look at the news from slightly wet Slovakia and an even wetter UK. I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains with snow on the top already. Don't take any notice of those adverts on the radio and television around the planet. They're all pitching for something that's not as good as us. Come to Slovakia for your winter holiday. That's the commercial out of the way. I've got to just very quickly say hi to some guys from South Africa. Safa is one of them, sorry. And glad you're with us, and glad you like High Tatras TV as well, which Lee and I are proud to be associated with, which brings me nicely to the introduction of none other than the world's ex-journalist, the world's ex-broadcaster, the world's ex-lover. It is Lee Banks.
Hello.
Hello. How low can you go?
I could go as low as any of my exes. why am I ex everything in your life?
I don't know. It just seemed like a good idea at the time. Hi to the listeners at Talk Radio X Replay Audio Boom. And, of course, you wonderful people on RTI. Nice to have you all with us this particular week. We have got a cram-packed show, and we're going to be talking pirates. Oh, arr, Jim lad. Arr, black spot.
I can't think of a pirate noise. Hang on. I'll do the thing. How the pirates go?
Arr, Jim lad.
Arr, Jim lad. Yeah. I'm a good pirate now.
Yeah, not bad, really, actually. That's not too bad at all. We will be talking pirates, commiserations to Jelena. We're talking about the Pope, Prince William, George Michael, more social networking. Do we need those? No. Robbie Williams, more toilet time, boys and girls. Don't worry about it. You can't trust the internet. We found another one. There's some luck for Lee and I, which is quite good.
Think this is really cool.
I think this is very, very good.
I can't be.
Download Britain. Lee's found a psychotic cuddly toy. It's got to be the sickest thing on the planet.
That's got to be first wife.
Somebody's been caught with their trousers down on the television. The BBC's sponsoring something. Oh, God. And Australian bats for our Australian friends. National Museum of Computing. And, there's so much more in this week's particular programme. But first of all, some messages from Lee.
Are we doing mine first? Okay.
Yes, you can go first. I'll have a cup of tea. You go first.
You have a cup of tea.
I'm having
a
cup of tea.
I'll do my messages. All right. The first one is to Liz Wood, who listened to the show last week. I'm not sure if it's the first time. I think it might be, Liz. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Welcome.
But anyway.
Welcome, Liz.
Yeah, welcome. Don't be ashamed of yourself, actually. Welcome.
Yes, you see.
Yeah. I know it's you, isn't it? You see, you're just a politician. I just say it like it is. Right?
No, you just... When they gave out savoir-faire, you just missed the cue.
Savoir-faire? I've been to that. Is that where you buy horses? Liz Wood, anyway. This is the message off Liz Wood.
Right.
She said... What? Yeah, forget the message, Liz. She says, it sounds brilliant. You basking shark, you. I don't understand that bit. I know that she knows I've got a shark, but is that like a compliment? I'm a basking shark, we're going to do in a bit.
Is that comparable with a beached whale?
No, that's her message to you.
Very droll, Mr. Banks, very droll. Carry on then. Hello to Liz.
Hello, Liz. Yeah, thank you for listening, Liz. It's brilliant, like you say. An old friend of mine, Jeff Parker, who's been ill, he's back on his feet and out and about. Just want to say good luck to him. Then a message from Julie, who's a school teacher in Staffordshire somewhere. I'm not quite sure where. Uh-huh. She sent a message saying, I'm a teacher. We know that, Julie. I've just announced that. I wanted to show my pupils about New Wave Radio.
Uh-huh.
I put Postcard from Poprad on. I've not read this properly. She says, no. Now they're all walking around saying, how do you do? And calling each other boys and girls.
Oh, love it.
And then there's one last one from a businessman in Eckershaw, which is just down the road from me.
Yeah.
He started listening. He says, glad to see you doing so well and keep it up, lads.
Well, thank you very much indeed. It does concern me, though, that we are educational... What's the word I'm thinking of? Stalwarts. Educational stalwarts is what I'm thinking. Stools, probably. Hi to Blake Williams, who's over in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Says, you're brilliant. I love listening to your program. Thanks, Blake. And from Henry Down Under, he said of last week's show, great live show from the postcard people. Well, it's only because we were plugged in a lot, mate. Hi to Stony Brinson, who's from America, joined us on Audio Boo. And Matthias from Kosice. Sorry, can't get everybody in, but that's live. Lots of new people signing up to Scribd. And if you haven't quite worked that one out yet, it's actually scribd.com, Scribd, /Radio Tatras. And every week on there, we now publish the programme information. A bit like public service broadcasters do around the world. And so many of you reading it. It's going up and up every week. Thank you so much.
Actually, there are more people reading that on Scribd and on the internet than we ever read it when we're doing the show.
Well, that's probably true. But knowing how many people are reading it, thank you so much. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you reading it every week. We'll start off with a little bit of fun for you, because coming up on the 19th of September, Talk Like a Pirate Day is back.
Aha.
Hello. But actually, I can say ahoy. But they don't do it like that, because ahoy is a hello in Slovak.
And, now, that's a bit George Michael, isn't it, really?
Slightly. Ahoy. Avast ye landlubbers.
Hello, sailor.
That'd be about right. Now, apparently this started in 1995 by John Burr and Mark Summers, because they were mucking about on the tennis court, and I think they were getting slightly bored, because they were sort of passing comments to each other, like, damn you, bath bun, or, oh, geez, my hamstring, or words to that effect.
That was witty, wasn't it? That was
which I think kind of leads you into the thought that they couldn't swear on the tennis court, you see. So they right. came up with some other things like, Arr, Tim lad, arr, me hearties. And so they decided to come up with this thing called Talk Like a Pirate Day. And you can have a look at it on the web, but I think it's lovely. TalkLikeAPirate.com, and you can get involved as well. And there's actually Pirate Speak.
Didn't Bananarama record a song called that, Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Talk like an Egyptian.
Oh, aye, sorry.
See, now, I've just proved it. You are a pirate.
I am a pirate.
Well, because you say I, or A. How do you say that?
I actually say I, yeah, or I say
you
I.
You talk foreign.
It's because all pirates are from Manchester.
Oh, I see. So apparently ahoy is hello. Then you got...
Isn't that Slovakian for hello?
Yes. So we're all pirates here as well.
Yeah!
Marvellous!
No pirates in Slovakia and Manchester. Let's get together, lads, and take over the world.
Then apparently it's avast, which avast. Is kind of no way, get off, check it out, or whatever. Then I, which you
avast.
Say,
go
means...
Away, isn't it?
No.
I thought avast you. Oh, no, it's a that's what you say when you attack them with your cutlass.
Avast ye landlubbers.
Yeah, you landlubbers. Get your lubbers out.
You're not going to make pantomime this year, I can tell you that. And then there's your word, I.
I.
Which I can't do. Which is...
I.
Which means kind of like yes. And then yes. I means I. I would have to say that to you if you're my captain, but because you're not, I won't. And then,
no, it's actually... In proper pirate talk, I means... You say it when you meet a young lady and you need for them to disrobe. It's like sort of code. You go, aye, aye. And they go, aye, aye. And then you know.
Doesn't get any better, does it? And then, arr, arr, arr ye pirates of the land. That's us. See, we're pirates of the land. Never mind.
We're pirates of the airwaves.
Oh, that's a good tune, isn't it? Pirates of there's a tune, that, Pirates of the Airwaves.
Was that my bad? Bananarama?
No. Anyway, it's the 19th of September, when we're all supposed
when
to... A few days from now. When you're all supposed to go, aye, aye, and arr. Arr, Jim, lads. Arr. I'll be down the tavern.
Yeah.
Down the tavern. Lads,
yeah, lubbers.
And we've got to commiserate with Gillina in the Euro League this week, because they came second to Chelsea.
Does that mean they lost?
No, they came second to Chelsea.
Well, there's only two of them playing.
Yeah, but they still just came second.
See, is that a political thing? Are you being politically correct again? And
I'm taking the mickey out of the boss's favourite football team called Chelsea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You see, well, this is what happened. Chelsea managed to fluke a 4-1 victory when they came to Slovakia. But what I want to know is who the heck pushed the ticket prices up? Because it went up by God knows how much. I mean, normally it's sort of 30, 40 euros to go. And some of the tickets were 300
euros?
Yes!
That's a lot of dosh.
I think we should be told and apologised to as to who put the ticket price up to nearly the price of an average wage in Slovakia for some people. That's ludicrous.
Yeah. Eric, I couldn't agree more.
Steady, we're going to start agreeing all the way through the programme.
It's in 2 days' time, that pirate thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Depending on what day you're listening to this, it could be 2 days back.
Could be. You could have missed it.
Yeah, you could have missed Pirate Day, you lucky, lucky people.
Anyway, as we record the programme, the Pope's visit to the UK is taking place, and apparently he's really proud of the turnouts. And I have to say, watching the news this morning, that the crowds in London at like 7 in the morning were humongous. I've never seen coverage like it. It's amazing. And what I was...
Well, he's a very popular person.
Well, he is, actually. And I'll tell you what was really nice. Without prompting, you got kids from, like, 6 to 16-year-olds actually answering questions of the media and giving those sort of answers only 6 to 16-year-olds give, which means they're not prompted, not cued, not interested in what anybody else wants to. They just say it as it is. Because they're not wrecked at that point. And it was just nice to see them. But so you've got a little bit about Suba, haven't you?
Not really. Nothing special. Just, I just said, sorry, did that. Anyway, I can't understand
Lee,
why it's been all the. What?
Lee, that was a nice segued link. So you could talk and I could cough, because as most people can hear, I've got a frog in my throat. And I was going to push my cough button.
You've been to France, have you?
I was going to push my cough button so you could carry on talking, and you wrecked my segue.
It was done deliberately. That was just a bit of professional chicanery.
I'm going to cough while Lee tells a little story about Subo.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, while he's coughing, I just want to say that I'm quite impressed at the fact that Subo got the chance to sing for the Pontiff. And she didn't say it. I said this on her behalf, but I bet she wishes she'd said this. Yes, this is my perfect day, Lou Reed. Because if you remember, Lou Reed banned her from singing Perfect Day. And I don't disagree with him. But, you know, the problem I've got with Subo, which is something Eric and I have discussed quite recently, is the fact that she's not particularly attractive, and she's not the world's greatest singer. And to have become so big in the world,
but she's a nice singer.
To me.
She's a nice singer, just nice.
She's nice. Yeah, she's nice. She's not. She's round. She's a bit eccentric.
That's all right. You're telling me you're not.
I'm not eccentric. I'm not singing for the Pope.
You live in a house, and in your lounge,
where
you're sitting right now, you've got a 6-foot stuffed shark. Now tell me that's not eccentric.
And a 17-foot gold Rococo picture frame without a picture in it.
I rest my case. Anyway.
No, here's one that you could have done. What? If you hadn't have just chosen to attack me publicly, you could have just said, there's something that his Royal Bobness actually sang for the Pope a couple of years ago.
Oh dear.
And you could have said, that his Royal Bobness and Subo have two things in common. They're both ugly and can't sing.
Well, that's true.
No, it isn't. You're supposed to have said it and started an argument.
No,
you
not
just
at all.
Did, sorry.
Anyway, I have to say, listening to the Pope's speech, which was on so many channels last night, I actually have to say I agree with him.
He's quite an agreeable character.
Well, no, what he was saying was that the UK has lost its way in terms of how it perceives money, its approach to life, the whole way of life has sort of gone down the toilet a bit. And I have to say, what do we call him? Holy Father, don't we? I'm not a Catholic, so don't shout at me. I have to say to the Holy Father, what you said makes a lot of sense to me.
Can I just interject at that point?
You can.
I think what you're saying is right, but there is one fatal flaw in the Pope's argument when he was saying that.
If you're going, to Belgium, I'm going to switch you off.
I'm not going to Belgium.
That's all right, then. You've gone to Belgium.
No, I haven't. All I'm saying is that if it's true that this Pope's visit cost us £22 million, which we shouldn't have paid, and he's saying that we should be careful with our money, why didn't the Vatican pay? They're richer than Britain.
Probably true, actually, because there was lots of people actually asking why it's a state visit. Because a state visit is based on somebody coming as the head of a country. Well
the Vatican is a country.
Is not only is it a country, a little bit of pub quiz content for you. It's actually
where you got it from.
No, because one of the things I always wanted to do when I actually held my radio ham's license is you always wanted to try and talk to the one or two people that were actually in the Vatican who hold a special call sign, because mine was a G call sign for Great Britain, whereas the Vatican have got their own call sign internationally to talk around the world. It's separate from Italy. And so they've actually got their own international call sign and can actually have and have got frequencies allocated to them for international broadcasting. We should borrow one.
I think that's lovely.
I think we should borrow one. Anyway, moving along from the Pope and Subo, William is now a qualified. Read it again, Eric. William is now a qualified Sea King Air Sea Rescue pilot. But there's a warning that's gone out from the Air Sea Rescue people, and I just love this. They've said, don't call the Air Sea Rescue just to get a look at Prince William, because if you do, you'll be thrown in the brig. Ah, we're back to that again, in the brig.
Get in the brig.
Because some...
Scurvy snidey.
I like that.
That
wasn't bad at all. Blimey.
A proper pirate curse.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was good. Anyway, don't call the rescue services just to see the prince, because you will get into trouble and you can be fined for doing it, and you have to pay for the air sea rescue whole shebang. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of money. George Michael is now applying for bail. Unbelievable. Because he's now inside, isn't he?
He is inside, yes, and I don't think we should follow that watch one much further.
No.
Can I just read my headline? Mm. I'm quite proud of this headline. This is my headline, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that I used to do this for a living. Careless Mister gets his own private club, Sobicana.
Now, boys and girls, they gave awards out for headlines like that, and he got one.
I did. I am an international headline writer award winner.
It just makes one wonder what the competition was like, doesn't it? Because if that sort of headline was the winner, what on earth was the second and third like? Anyway,
they were rubbish.
Yeah, understatement of the year. Well, anyway, seriously, George Michael is now applying for bail because he's been sentenced to 8 weeks inside for crashing his car into a Photoshop. And I'm not going to do like all the rest of the media are doing, giving it a shameless plug. And I have no idea why they would...
It's just that it's front wrecked by a pop star.
I don't care.
You can at least say what they were called.
No, they're not paying for adverts.
Yeah, you mentioned him. Thingy Michael, and he's the one who did it.
I'm not interested. They're not going to give me a free camera. Get out of here. But anyway, he was sentenced to 8 weeks, which is only going to be 4 weeks because he'll come out on parole. He'll get one of those tag things on him. And he's now going, now, George, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Yeah,
simple
but there
as
is
that.
A serious point to this, I have to make. And, he's a silly billy boy. He really is. You can't go crashing your car through photographic shop windows, particularly when you make a habit of doing similar
don't
things.
Don't you dare defend
him. And something has to be done about it. But the simple fact is it really sensible to put somebody like him in jail for whatever period to try and help him get over his narcotics problem.
You might give him a sharp shock, which is what happened to Boy George.
Give him more than a sharp shock, I tell you, being in there.
Absolutely.
We won't do all the headlines about that.
Yes, I can imagine. But no, I mean, take Boy George went into prison, he did his time properly, he came out, he apologised, he knew he'd done wrong, and it didn't actually hurt him. In fact, it helped his career, because he woke up to everything and got sorted out.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with you. Mm. But I'm just not sure that the best way to deal with somebody's psychological problems that involve narcotics is to stick him in jail where everybody is constantly going to take the mickey out of him. They've had to put him in solitary confinement for his own safety.
Yeah,
that is not a punishment for a man who had a bit of a car crash because he was a bit wrecked.
Not the first time.
Oh, no, it's not the first time. That says this man needs help.
Mm. Yes, he also needs to know not to take prescription drugs and other drugs at the same time. He's not a doctor. Anyway, moving along, I'm getting concerned about all these. Two more social networking sites have come up. One is Diasposra, or something like that. Yeah, I know.
Join Diaspora.
Yeah. It's you'll find it on Scribd. We'll put a link on there for you. But there's this one that's come up, which apparently has got a bit of funding from the boss of Facebook as well. So he's having a look at another one. And
that's interesting because it's quite a nice site, actually, isn't it?
Well, it's right. But the one I really love at the moment, one other new one, both of these are launching in October, is Wayne's World, Wayne's World, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. That's the one I thought you were talking about. Yeah, no. Wayne's World's gorgeous. I love Wayne's
gorgeous. World. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, mate.
I would say that.
And we'll put some links up onto that one as well. I do understand why there's so many of these new social networking groups all coming out with security-friendly bits, but I'm not sure they're going to win over Facebook. That's the only trouble.
Facebook's almost insurmountable, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit like the Google and Yahoo thing. There is a second, but it's not really going to compete with the first in all the way through. But such is life. We like Wayne's World. Wish them all the best. Because, if you have a look at it, boys and girls, it does have a heck of a lot of security and very easy access to. You don't have to sort of go into loads of different menus to find stuff. And I think once it grows up a little bit, it could be a bit of fun. But anyway, we like that. Lee and I are there, so come and join Lee and Eric on Wayne's World, and it'd be fabulous. Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow are due to duet on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, dear.
I'm just wondering, I'm not sure if that goes over to BBC America or not.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. But it'll be on what was BBC Prime across the whole of Europe. So anybody across Europe with a satellite thingy, and if you've got one of those big giant walks up and a subscription to it, you can watch the BBC, and you'll see Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow on Strictly.
Can I just interrupt? Do you carry on? Because I've got to take this phone call. It'll take me 30 seconds. You all do it all the time. I'm just going to do it.
What?
Hello.
He's going to take a phone call in the middle of.
Hello, darling. It's the show at this moment.
He's talking to the missus.
Would you like to say hello? No, I'm talking to my daughter.
All right.
Say hello.
Didn't come out.
I'll speak to you later.
Anyway, on the edition that's coming out on Saturday, the 2nd of October, Robbie and the other fella, Barlow, will be doing Shame the brand new Strictly Come Dancing, which, I have to say, has Anne Widdecombe on it. And for those that don't know...
Don't get your hair off about that. She's very good.
Anne Widdecombe is a rather portly lady who was a politician, a Conservative...
She doesn't drink.
And not only that, she was in government-y thingies. And there was lots of speculation that this... I don't know how big Anne is. She's probably a size 18 at least, girly
You're
size.
You're so rude.
It's not, it's a fact. She won't mind. And she didn't like the idea of people...
Is that why a wig doesn't fit?
Didn't like the idea of people suggesting that she was going to wear skimpy clothing for the Latin bits. But apparently Anne's not going to. Before we get to the end of...
If she wore a size 18, that'd be skimpy clothing.
Anyway, as we come towards the end of part one, it's toilet time! Motorists in Ireland... We're going to keep this going forever, boys and girls. Motorists using Ireland's brand new motorway could have a bit of a problem. Because you can drive 155 miles, or 250 kilometres, on this wonderful new motorway... which the National Roads Authority have put together. But they had to scrap plans to build a service station in along the way because they've run out of money.
Oh.
So you just have to cross your legs if you get on the motorway.
Why didn't they just put a little shed there serving tea and next to a bush?
Apparently, the AA Director of Policy, Conor Farnan, told RTE Radio, it's a pretty poor half measure, in all honesty. It does rather devalue the motorway network. It's only 155 miles, for goodness sake. I asked Petra this morning if she could hang on for 155 miles, and she said she could.
And I can.
So if girlies can hold on for 155 miles, because they're the worst, then boys can.
Does that include me? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're a big girl's blouse. Yeah, you're a big girl's
blouse. The only thing is, it's like drinking all that Guinness in Ireland.
If you can't drink Guinness and drive.
Yeah, but you can have passengers in your car who are a bit whiffy.
That's true. Yes. But apparently now...
You just don't think things through, do you?
No. Apparently they're now having to put signs up to say there's no services ahead on this motorway.
No services ahead. What a brilliant song.
It can only happen in the beautiful country that is. I'll tell you what, if I had to choose a second country to Slovakia, it would be Ireland. I love the place. It really is fabulous.
Portugal, then Ireland.
No.
Yeah.
No, Ireland. Ireland.
I love Ireland. I love Ireland. I've spent a lot of time. I used to be a war correspondent in Ireland. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I know.
But Portugal's good too.
Never mind. But, you know, you cannot beat going to... Actually, it's about now, actually, sometime in September. You go up to the Oyster Festival at Galway.
And, that's right.
And you buy a ticket, and you can with this ticket, you have all the oysters you want and all the Guinness you want. Guinness and oysters is just fab.
It is at the time. It's not the next day.
It's just so fab. Coming up in part two of the programme, we're going to tell you officially you cannot trust the internet. There's some good news about old fellas like Lee and I. Something about the cinema, some downloady stuff, some psyche toys, and me lads, we'll be back in part two in a very, short while, continuing our little look around the pirate scene, which is coming up in a couple of days. Also, still to come, we've got a great new toy coming out, and the man that was caught with his pants down on the television, and
hey, Billy
Lee's going to have another go at the BBC. I can feel that coming on very, very shortly. And then we'll be taking a little quick trip across to Bletchley Park, where I was happy to be a what they called a TTA. All will be explained in part two. Postcard from Pop Red. Don't go away, boys and girls. We'll be back faster than you can make that milkshake.
From the heart of the earth to the world. RTI.